Deseret News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. After much wrangling, a $95 billion national security aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other allies moved closer to passage, but not without a lot of anger from some conservative Republicans. GOP Texas Congressman Chip Roy says House Speaker Mike Johnson went back on his word.
Speaker Johnson said in January, if President Biden wants a supplemental spending bill focused on national security, it better begin with defending America's national security. We want to get the border closed and secured first. To that, I say amen. And where is that, Speaker Johnson?
While House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says aid for U.S. allies is long overdue.
We've been waiting for months, unnecessarily, because of gamesmanship and partisanship and brinksmanship on the other side of the aisle.
Israel launched a drone attack on a major Iranian airbase early Friday, days after Tehran's unprecedented drone and missile assault on Israel. On the Salem News program this week on the Hill, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says there's strong Republican support for Israel's right of self-defense.
Whatever they respond is up to Israel. We need to have their back. They're always faced by people that want to eviscerate them from the planet, and they need to be tough, and they are. And look, I applaud them. We stand with them. That's the most important thing.
The full interview with House Majority Leader Scalise will be heard on This Week on the Hill this weekend on many of these same stations. A full jury of 12 people and six alternates has been seated in Donald Trump's alleged hush money case, setting the stage for opening statements next week in the first criminal trial of a former U.S. president. The panel took final shape after lawyers spent days quizzing dozens of New Yorkers. On Wall Street, the Dow by 211 points. This is SRN News. A new poll asks Americans about abortion.
The numbers come from Rasmussen Reports, and they indicate that 53% of likely voters describe themselves as pro-choice versus 37% who are pro-life and 10% who say they aren't sure. The survey also reveals that 66% of respondents do not believe that abortion should be legal in the final 3 months of pregnancy. The Biden administration supports legal abortion up to the moment of birth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Minority Christians will be watching closely as national elections take place in India over the coming 6 weeks. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Hindu Nationalist Party are expected to win, which would be bad news for Christians. During Modi's 10 years in office, persecution of believers has soared and become increasingly violent. Supporters and critics agree the prime minister has achieved staying power by making Hindu nationalism acceptable. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The worst week for big technology stocks since the COVID crash in 2020 dragged Wall Street across the finish line for another losing week. The S&P 500 fell 0.9% to close out its third straight losing week. The NASDAQ tumbled 2%. The Dow, which is less of an emphasis on tech, was an outlier and rose 0.6%. The market's worst performers included several stocks that had been its biggest stars. The Dow was up 211 points today to finish at 37,986. The NASDAQ lost 319 points. To 15,282. The S&P 500 dropped 43 to 49.67. New York oil rose 41 cents to $83.14 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.